Do you ever feel like your offers are just sitting there collecting digital dust? Like you've poured your heart and soul into creating something incredible, but all you're hearing is crickets. Listen, I've been there, refreshing my sales page like a teenager waiting for a crush to text back. The problem is this: most people make offers we want to sell, not offers people need to buy. And that is the problem. Today, I'm flipping the script and showing you how to create offers that are so irresistible, they practically sell themselves. Get ready to turn your crickets into a chorus of take my money, let's do this. Welcome to Becoming the Authority, the secret podcast where we leave the rules behind, break ceilings, and build the dreams they said we couldn't. I'm Nicole Nieves, a former corporate exec turned unapologetic entrepreneur, creating a space for the doers, the dreamers, and the rebels to go all in and bet on themselves. Here, we're talking real stories, bold strategies, and all the mindset shifts you need to turn your what-ifs into watch this. This isn't just about business. This is about building a brand and a life that is unapologetically you. So if you're ready to ditch the doubt, play big, and become the authority in your space, you're in the right place. Let's break ceilings, build the dreams, and make waves together. You in? When my youngest son was 5, he perfected the art of negotiation. Picture this, I'm in the middle of a meeting with my boss, and in he walks carrying a fresh cup of coffee, interrupting the meeting. My first thought, oh my gosh, I hope she doesn't get mad. My second thought, oh, so sweet. Hands me the coffee, gives my boss a big hug, then hits me with, can I have extra screen time now? Genius, right? Absolutely genius. He did not just ask for what he wanted. He gave me what I needed first. Coffee, my kryptonite. Sure, I'd been completely played as a parent, but it was also a reminder of one of the first lessons of sales. Closing the deal isn't about listing your features or pitching your benefits. It's not about convincing people why they need what you have. It's about understanding what those people want to begin with and tying that to what you offer. That's the mindset shift we're diving into today. Your offer is not just a list of features. It's not about overstuffing it with more things. It's all about the transformation you're selling, the end result. How do you take someone from stressed to secure, from lost to clear, from stuck to thriving? That's what sells. So let's get one thing straight. If your offers aren't selling, it is not because you're not good enough. Refer back to episode 2 if you need a little bit of a confidence boost. If your offers aren't selling, it's because you're missing the mark on what people need most. In fact, the number one reason why businesses fail within the first 5 years of starting, it's not about capital, it's not about their team, it's not about mismanagement. It's that there is no demand for their offer. They can't sell what their business is built on. So let's talk about it and let's break down why most offers fail. Number one, you're too focused on the features. A coaching package with 6 calls doesn't move the needle. Overstuffing a course with 60 plus modules doesn't increase its value. And bending over backwards as a service provider, breaking your boundaries, going out of scope, and offering everything in the kitchen sink isn't going to secure the client or get them to repurchase with you. It'll just lead you to overpromising and underdelivering, or overpromising, overdelivering, and hitting massive burnout along the way. Let's simplify this. Think about your favorite pair of jeans. First thing you're doing when you're grabbing a pair of jeans is looking for your size. Does it fit your body type? The second thing is, do you feel good in it when you try it on? Is it not too tight, not too small, not too long, not too short? The third thing is, are they fashionable? Is it something that you want to be wearing right now? There's a lot of baggy jeans in season these days, or barrel jeans. Refer back to points 1 and 2 though. If you don't feel good in them and they don't fit you, you're not buying them. Or if you're a stubborn millennial like me and don't want to get rid of your skinny jeans, you might not buy them either. But my loyalty to skinny jeans has nothing to do with how many pockets they have or if they came with an extra pair of socks. My loyalty has to do with the fact that I feel good in skinny jeans. I'm confident in who I am when I wear them. And I hate wearing jeans at all. So if I'm gonna wear jeans, I'm wearing jeans that make me feel good about myself. The specifics of the jeans, features, how they were made, material, even frankly, were they on sale, comes only second to do I feel good in these jeans. If I do not feel good in these jeans, I don't care if they're on sale. I'm not going to buy them because I'm not going to wear them. And as a side note, the athleisure industry is a perfect example of a company taking advantage of what people need most. Post-pandemic, most people don't wear jeans. What they do wear on a day-to-day basis, athleisure, leggings, joggers, comfortable everyday gear. Companies like Aloe, Fabletics have completely blown up because they figured out what people need most. Second biggest reason why most offers fail is that your pricing is off. It feels meh. Either you're underselling your value or your audience isn't seeing why your price matches your promise. How to price your offer and price it for profit is huge. If you're underselling your value just so you can make a quick buck, that is not going to last. And you're very quickly going to run yourself into the ground and hit burnout. It's also providing a certain perception of your product. If you're constantly underpricing yourself compared to your competitors, then the way that you're positioning yourself in the market is something of low value. And think about this. The Walmarts of the world aren't advertising high quality items. They're advertising affordability for everyday items. And while more and more dupes are being had at the Walmarts of the world, people know that you get what you pay for. On the flip side, if you sell high ticket services and people aren't buying, it might be because your audience doesn't understand why your price matches your promise. They're not quite bought into the fact that your result is one that they want, or that you are someone who can get them there. If you know anything about me, you know that I preach you should be building your brand your way. So I'm not a pro high ticket only girly. I'm also not a pro low ticket girly. I want you to choose what feels best for you. But it is a prime skill to be able to match the price to what your offer brings based off of the transformation and based off of how you have packaged this offer to begin with. It all needs to work hand in hand. The third reason most offers fail is that you are not clear on who your audience is. You might be thinking, I have the perfect price point. I feel really good about it and I'm nailing my offer promise, but I am still not selling. What's the deal? If that's the case, you need to be clear on who your audience is. What are their deepest pain points and what do they want most? If you don't understand your target audience, if you don't know who you're selling to, then you're not going to be able to sell your offer because you can't position it for that person. You can't talk to them like you understand them. You're not going to build trust in yourself because they don't think that you know who they are. And they're constantly going to say, not for me. If you don't know your audience, your offer will never land. So whether you're too focused on the features and completely missing the mark on sharing the transformation of your offer, whether your pricing feels off, it's either too low or too high, depending on the perceived value, or you're not clear on your target audience. You don't know who you're talking to. You're not speaking their language. Your messaging isn't hitting. You're probably not selling your offers to their biggest potential. But what if you could create an offer that was so irresistible, your DMs were flooded with your dream clients saying, I absolutely need this. How do I sign up? They are pounding down the doors until your offer opens up. Imagine a world where you're charging exactly what the offer is worth based off the transformation, and you're not even flinching because you know your offer screams value. And even more so, the service you're delivering isn't leading you to burnout. What if sales stop feeling like you're pulling teeth and start feeling like the easiest yes in the whole world? That is the magic of creating an offer that is designed to solve a real problem. You're not just selling something, you're now serving. Instead of you having to sit there and convince me, my 5-year-old son didn't have to sit in the room and convince me to give him more screen time by proving all of the features and benefits of him playing on the iPad. All he had to do was serve me a cup of coffee and give me exactly what I wanted. The best kind of offers are born when you stop asking, what do I want to sell? And you start asking, what does my audience need most? Because here's the hard truth. People don't care about you or your offer. And I hate to say it that way and put it bluntly, but what people care about is themselves. They're not staying up at night worrying about what you're going to offer next or how many features you're going to stuff in there. They're scrolling at midnight, stressed about their next move and looking for someone who gets it, who gets them. So when you can step in with clarity, confidence, and a solution that they actually need, they will pay whatever it takes to work with you. It's not about the fanciest package or the most bells and whistles. It's about connection. It's about clarity. It's about solving a problem they care about most. And it's about getting them closer to their dreams and goals, getting them the transformation that they deserve, a transformation that you know you can deliver based off your brilliance, your expertise, and your skills. So if you've ever thought, I'm not good at sales, let me remind you, it is not about being pushy or the perfect salesman. It's about listening to your audience, understanding their struggles, and then creating an offer that honestly, it feels like a lifeline. You don't want to be too salesy. You want to be real. And trust me, when you approach sales in this way, you're going to wonder why you've ever doubted yourself to begin with. So let me give you a game plan. Time to lean in. Number one, I want you to keep it simple. Don't overthink your offer. This is not going to be your forever offer. So often we want to create the perfect offer. And as a recovering perfectionist, trust me, I get it. That is probably my biggest downfall, is that I want things to be perfect before I launch them and pull them out into the world. But the thing is, perfection comes with progress. You need to actually be moving forward with something. You need to be working on things over and over again in order to perfect something. Practice makes perfect, right? In order to practice creating the perfect offer, you need to keep it simple and put something out there. Have it be as simple as, what is one problem you can solve immediately, right now? What is your low-hanging fruit? You can put that solution into a very simple passive income offer that is, say, under $100, nothing that is too huge, nothing that is going to overwhelm you in any way, and something, frankly, that as your offer evolves and as it gets perfect over time, you can still have and maintain and get some income along the way. It's a great way to get paid to create. We talk about this in the Irresistible Offer Lab in the form of your MVP offer, your minimal viable product, creating something that is low-hanging fruit, that is your for now offer, not your forever offer. It's your starting point. And in our passive product bundle, you can actually turn that into a beautiful passive product that you create once and keep in your offer suite. From there, you'll build your anchor offer. This is typically your signature offer, program, or service. This becomes the thing that you truly want to be known for. It is the heart of your business, and frankly, it's the key to scaling. But even this is your for now offer. Don't get caught up on a forever offer. Every offer is going to be iterating. It's going to look like it's pivoting. It's going to evolve. And that is what you want to do. That's what a good business owner does. You have to be agile in business. But creating a signature offer really has a staple in your business because it becomes the core thing that people come to you for. Maybe you're a website designer and you specifically do Show It websites. That's your signature service. Perhaps you are a coach or a consultant and you have a group program or a mastermind, and that is your signature service. For someone like me who has more of a digital product-based business with Brand Vibe University, my signature offer or service is our library card because I want you to have it all. I want you to have access to everything that we're offering you to help you grow and scale your business. But that becomes the main offer, the anchor offer that my company is built off of. Depending on the business model that you choose, you would want your anchor offer to look differently. And in the Irresistible Offer Lab, we talk about 6 different business models and specific offers that are going to be tailored to each of those business models. The key to putting together an incredible signature program or service is to have a unique framework or methodology that you are teaching along the way. That's the difference between, frankly, an MVP offer and an anchor offer. In an MVP offer, you're still learning your framework. You're still perfecting it. In a signature offer or an anchor offer, you essentially have that down pack and you're perfecting it over time, of course, but it's something that you've used for yourself and gotten results. It's something that you've used with other clients and perfected your results there as well. It's also something that is completely unique to you. No one else is solving the problem the way that you are using your unique framework and methodology. This uniqueness, this differentiator, is what sets you apart from everyone else. Yes, you're solving a need, but how you solve that need answers a question, but why you? Okay, sure, I'm bought in. You could help me lose weight. You can help me grow my business. You can help me stand out on social media. But how do I know that what you're teaching is going to work? Your framework, your methodology, that is the answer to that question for your clients. It becomes your secret sauce. And being able to create a framework around that, a method around that, means you're systemizing it. And systemizing it is what allows you to scale. Now, the final part of your game plan, after you've started with an MVP or created a passive product from that MVP, then built out an anchor offer or signature program that's based off of your framework, you are now going to focus on increasing your profitability. This involves pricing it the right way, along with adding upsells and downsells. Now, upsells will enhance your audience's experience, like a VIP option to a service that you have. Maybe you have a digital course and an upsell is a bonus intensive with you. Or it can simply be a next step for your clients. Maybe someone hires you for coaching and the next step is done for you services. That takes one client and increases their lifetime value with you because instead of them just buying one service from you, they get a chance to be a repeat customer again and again. 80% of my business has been repeat clients, purchasing different offers, different services at different times in their life and their business. Now, an alternative to the upsell is a downsell. And a downsell is typically a lower cost option, maybe a DIY version of your anchor offer or something that is less of a commitment for your client. So for example, if you are selling a coaching package for 3 months long, and they're not ready for that yet, you may want to downsell them into one coaching intensive, which is just one call where you can help them get a quick win. Maybe you're a service provider, let's say you're a copywriter, and you are offering an email copywriting package where you create their entire welcome sequence, you write it from scratch, but they're not ready for that yet, or the price point isn't hitting. Instead of lowering your price point or trying to over deliver and add more things, you can downsell them into a welcome sequence template that you offer, something that you create one time, but can sell to any client who isn't ready for your done-for-you services. Upsells and downsells really allow you to increase profitability for your offer. It allows you to secure even more sales that you would have otherwise lost, and it allows you to increase your client retention and lifetime value for people to keep coming back to you. When I started my business, I was offering done-for-you services around launch strategy. I would help you build the launch strategy, write your emails, create your sales page, your social media graphics, and even analyze the numbers post-launch. My done-for-you services sold like gangbusters. And really quickly, I realized that I was not going to be able to serve the number of clients that were knocking down my doors. So I decided to create an upsell, something that was a one-and-done kind of offer in the form of a VIP day, where I would sit down with you and actually put together your entire launch strategy, your email prompts, I'd nail your messaging, your promise, and I'd give you everything you need to have a successful launch without having to be so hands-on and in the wheat. I launched 10 VIP days at $3,000 and completely sold out in 48 hours. It wasn't long before I realized, okay, I need a downsell version of this, something that is more DIY, more hands-off, and doesn't require me to go so deep with each client. So I created my very first course called the Launch Vibes Lab. It was a DIY course for $397. I had just about 50 people who joined that course, made me an extra $20,000, and got me featured on some incredible podcasts like Jenna Kutcher and Amy Porterfield. Trust me, this strategy works, and it's everything that I'm breaking down inside of the Irresistible Offer Lab. So if you're ready to create an offer that is so good, your audience doesn't just want it, they need it, then this course is for you. It's not about guesswork. It's all about strategy, breaking down every step in order to create the offer that doesn't just sit on the shelf, but literally flies off of your shelf. From designing your MVP offer or signature offer based off your business model, to stacking it with upsells and downsells with maximum profit, to packaging it in a way that makes sense for you, and the secrets to our pricing strategy, which, spoiler alert, is not based off of your worth. This is where you turn your brilliance into making bank. But here's the best part. The Irresistible Offer Lab, it's just one piece of the overall puzzle to help you build a business you love. And if you've been loving everything you've heard on this podcast so far, from nailing your personal brand, to mastering your messaging, to creating your irresistible offer, and spoiler alert, more to come, you can grab it all inside of the library card. I teased this just a bit in this episode, talking about our signature offer at Brand Vibe University, but the library card gives you access to every single resource, every course, every tool that is inside of the university, from the Personal Brand Bootcamp and Irresistible Offer Lab mentioned in this podcast, to our Passive Product Bundle and Entrepreneur Academy, to 12 digital plug-and-play templates and resources, all equipped with AI tools, prompts, and training to help you implement the strategies you're learning and customize your resources that much faster. Think of this as your VIP pass to building a bold, bankable brand. Sure, I could have put everything in the university in one massive signature program, but I want you to grab what you need off the shelf in a totally bingeable way and have the resources and tools to help you implement it along the way. So whether you want to dive straight into the Irresistible Offer Lab or you want the entire suite of game-changing resources, I've got you. You can head right over to brandvibeuniversity.com and make it yours. P.S. We're only halfway through this podcast, Becoming the Authority. Now that you've got your offer locked in and you're feeling unstoppable, you obviously need people to sell it to. Because if no one knows about the goods, how can they buy into it? That's where content comes in. The kind of content that doesn't just get likes, it gets real sales. In the next episode, we're diving into the art of turning your posts into profits. I'll show you how to create magnetic marketing that connects with your audience and makes them need what you are offering. But don't get it twisted. This isn't about going viral. This is about getting valuable. This is about creating posts that make you money. This is about turning your content into cash. And honestly, it might be my favorite strategy we're about to dive into. So take a break if you must, but hurry back. I'll see you there.